I don't really know how to start this whole thing off. So, how are you? Maybe I should ask you if you still remember me first. Yeah, no, I'm Honey Delight. Yeah, from high school. I was just passing by and figured I would say hi, you know? God, I haven't talked to you in ages. How is life? How's it going? Good, yeah. That's what we all say, huh? I really should stop using that as a conversation starter. Anyway, can I come in for a bit? Not if it's a bad time or something. No? Oh, thank you. So, how is life? Do you have a wife, kids? Oh, and what are you working as? I know back then you really struggled with choosing a subject for your studies. When did you do? Oh, wow, that does sound cool. Huh, that's very interesting. So, no wife and no kids either, huh? Enjoying the solitude? yeah, that's what I call it now, you know, being single. Anyways, what am I here for? I'm not very good at hiding it then, huh? Well, I know I'm very nervous and I'm shaking a bit, but I really tried to make it look like a normal visit from an old friend. I guess that didn't work out, huh? Oh God, how do I say it? I'm 30 now. You don't get it. So that's not enough yet. Yeah, I figured so much. So, do you remember that one party, I guess? It was like super late and you walked me home and we ended up talking for hours and hours before I finally went inside. And for some reason, we talked about our future, and I mentioned that I really wanted to have kids, and then I said that I'm sure you have good genes, which somehow you didn't pick up on, and then I said that if I didn't make any reasonable progress regarding my family planning up until I turned 30, I would consult you for help, to put it nicely. I know a lot of this, I know all of this is a lot, and I know you thought it was a joke, and hell, at the time, I probably thought so too. I thought it would never come to this, and yet, here I am. yeah, you got it. I want you to help me have a baby. I know that this is a lot to ask of you, and I know that it's been a long time since we had any contact whatsoever, but I can't imagine a better person than you to do this with. Well, I just remember how safe and comfortable I always felt around you. I really liked the person I was when I was with you, you know? No one has ever truly made me feel that way again. I've had so many bad experiences since then. toxic relationships and all that. But with you, you've just always been so nice to me. And I can't lie. I had the biggest crush on you in high school. So maybe it's that. Maybe my memories of you, of us, are a bit idealized. I don't know. But I still don't know if you simply just didn't get the hints, or I don't know. I mean, I sent you one of these cute heart emojis, dummy. What more was I supposed to do? Anyway, all I ask of you is that you think about it. I have all the legalities set up, and I'll just leave them here so that you can take your time and read them. If you have any questions or if you want to make any changes, just give me a call. But basically, you have no duties and all the rights you want. I'm not going to ask for child support. I'm not going to ask for costs in any form or shape whatsoever. And the possibility to see and visit the child is open if you want to. How do we go about it? No. I don't want you to donate any sperm. Ideally, I want to do it the natural way, the traditional way, if that's okay with you. No, don't laugh at me. I'm not sure if I believe in all that nonsense, but yeah, maybe I do. Maybe I do believe in it just a little bit. I truly shouldn't believe in such things. I mean, I even took the biology advanced course back in school, remember? Of all people, I should know, but you know, maybe... just maybe there's something to it. Maybe it will increase my fertility if I'm aroused. And maybe it will increase your sperm count if you're aroused. I don't know. But what I do know is that I want to remember the night, or probably rather one of the nights my our however you want to say it, I want to remember the night our baby was made. Besides, just think of it as a reward for you, for your efforts or whatever. So that's about it, I think. I'll leave you to it now, and whenever you've made a decision, just let me know. And no pressure. I won't be mad. Trust me. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Bye. Thanks for considering it. Hey, made a decision yet? You want to do it? Oh, great. Thank you. I really can't thank you enough. I'm so relieved. No. You don't need to do anything. I'll make the arrangements. I'll pick a date that works for me, or my body rather, and I'll book a hotel room for us. Okay. I'm going to send you all the information once I have them, okay? Yeah, cool. See you there, then, I guess. one last thing. If you could make sure not to come a couple of days beforehand, I'd really appreciate it. You will? Thank you. Oh, you're such an angel for going through all of this. I really can't thank you enough. Okay, I gotta go. Thank you, and see you there. Bye!
Come on in, it's open.
And do you like the view? I bought this outfit just for you. It's a piece of classical black lingerie. It's almost a shame that you're gonna have to get me out of this. Only almost, though. Oh, shush. Don't worry. You're not underdressed. That won't matter in a second anyway. Okay. Now, come here. You don't know for how long I've been wanting to do this. And I was beginning to believe it'd never happen. Just lie back for me. Yeah, just like this. And let's get you out of these clothes. Well, except for your boxers. They can stay on a little longer. And one kiss on your forehead. And one, two, three kisses on that pretty little mouth of yours, and tons of kisses for your neck. While my hands rub and explore your body. Some kisses for your chest. Ooh. Your nipples are sensitive. So, what if I kiss them and lick them? Maybe suck on them a little. All while my hand teases the other one. And then slowly moves down to tease you through your boxers. You like it when I rub your dick like that? I thought so. Ah, look at you. Are you one of these guys that can come from nipple play alone? I would love to try that, but maybe not today. Moving on. A couple kisses for your belly. And there we are. You have arrived at your destination. Okay. Let's get you out of these before they explode. There we go. Let's get this guy ready, shall we? Although, let's start with the most important part for today's adventure. I'll just lightly tease, touch and stroke your cock while I suck your balls, After all, we better make sure that you build up a nice big load for me, huh? These two have had enough attention now. I need to feel you in my mouth right now. Oh God, your cock is gorgeous. And it tastes so fucking good. Did you pour pineapple juice over it? Just kidding. I know it doesn't work that way, but... Oh, man. I really wish this had happened sooner. I've thought and fantasized about this happening for so long, and I was starting to believe it would never happen, but here we are. Oh, you too? Yeah, better late than never, I guess. God, my high school self would be so happy right now. If only she'd have known. Okay, I'm gonna go a little deeper now, yeah? You're surprised I could take you all the way? Well, I don't want to brag or anything, but yeah, I'm pretty good at sucking dick. And I love it. I have a little bit of an oral fixation, you know? I also love sucking on fingers and stuff. And I also train it, you know? If you can call it that. My oral skills, I mean. Oh, you just never knew? Would have been a shame if you'd never gotten to experience that, You're getting close? Alright. Then, I better stop then. I'd love to continue, but, you know, we can't have that. Not today. Today, you're gonna make me a mama.
And for that, you're going to have to come in my tight little pussy, Daddy.
Ooh, you like that, huh? You like when I call you Daddy.
Yeah, I was thinking we'll start in missionary, but later I want to try something a little bit different. It's called a mating press. Have you heard of it? Okay. Don't worry. It's kind of like an exaggerated missionary position, and it allows for deeper penetration. You know me by now, so I believe into stuff like that. So, and trust me, it's gonna be hot. Good? Good. Okay, let's get started then. Do you think you've had a long enough break? You don't have to worry about me. I'm ready for you. I can't wait, actually. So, no, I don't want or need any other foreplay. I just need you. I need you inside me. Right fucking now. See? I'm already wet, actually. I'm practically dripping. It's all the anticipation, you know? For so many years, I've wanted this now. So, you better live up to my expectations.
Look on your face when I said that. Relax, don't worry. It's gonna be great. I've been touching myself while waiting for you, and during the blowjob as well, so... And then there's my oral fixation, so no need to worry. All of that mixed with the anticipation. I'm ready. Trust me.
Now, come here. Get me out of this.
Mm-mm. The stockings stay on, though. That's out of the question.
Now, come here. It's time to make a baby, Daddy. You know,
you were always cute. But now,
you've grown into such a handsome young man, you know that?
Oh, shut up. That's not a granny comment. That's simply just the truth. Yes, I'm ready. You can stop teasing me now. Just put it in already. You want me to beg?
Fine, you'll get your begging. Please, Daddy. Please fuck me. Please put a baby inside me.
That good enough? Enough?
fuck you. I love it. I was not expecting that. You feel great, though.
Yeah, you can go a bit faster if you want to.
Can you give me a finger to suck on? Uh-huh. Your thumb, ideally, so that you can caress my cheek with your hand. Yeah, just like that. Thank you, Daddy.
Oops. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bite on your finger. It just happened.
I can attest, though, that was indeed finger-licking good.
There's some truth to that saying. Or should I say it was finger-biting good? Yeah, I can be a bit dorky and bratty sometimes.
So what? What are you gonna do about it, punish me?
Oh! I guess I bit off more than I could chew there, huh? Okay, I'll stop. You want to suck on my tits? Fair enough. I'll allow it. I get your thumb, you get my tits. Fair trade. Yeah, it's okay. I'll stop it. But, suck 'em while you still can, you know? That baby's about to be your arch nemesis in that regard. That feels good. Keep sucking my tits. Squeeze it a little. Oh, you're getting close. All right then. Just move your legs up a little. Yeah, just like that. Almost like you're squatting on top of me. You better tell me you don't skip leg day. Yeah, that's it. And now, you can just, just pound into me. Yeah, you can be a bit rough. And please, just... And go as fast as you want. No. Go as fast as you can. Tell that to your high school self, huh? What would he think over 10 years later, and he's balls deep in his crush with full intent to breed her? I'm gonna stop talking now. Not really able to anymore. Amazing. I'm really not sure whether I should hope that this worked out on the first try or if I'd rather have another round with you. Yeah, I guess we can do that regardless. Come here, let's cuddle for a bit. That's another item on my teeny bucket list done. Cuddle with your teen crush. Check. You know what? I'm actually happy this just happened now. It was a long wait, but I'm sure it was worth it. We, or at least I, we were too young and inexperienced back then.
I don't think it would have worked out between the two of us, but now, maybe it will. But, you know, let's not rush this. We'll take our time and see what happens. Regardless, I'm sure your good genes will make for a sexy son or daughter. Oh, shut up. I'm just teasing. You know why I said that? I just remembered something I found in that biology textbook in high school. There's actually a hypothesis that is called the good genes hypothesis, and another one called the sexy son hypothesis. Funny how that stayed with me all those years, huh? No, sadly, I don't remember what they were about. We're gonna have to check on that later, but for now, let's just lay here for a bit and cuddle, yeah? Do I want to be big or little spoon? both. Both is good. Your choice.